Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OK Group conference call on the 2018 financial results. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Veronika Krichko, and on behalf of OK Group, I would like to welcome you to our conference call on 2018 financial results. I would like to introduce the OK team that is presenting today. Armin Burger, Chief Executive Officer, Konstantin Arapidis, Chief Financial Officer, Anton Karlenkov, Head of Corporate Development. We'll start our call with update from our Chief Executive Officer, Armin Burger, on 2018 financial performance.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In 2018, underlying group revenue, excluding the effect of the supermarket business sale, decreased by 1.1% year-on-year. The total group revenue decreased by 8.4% year-on-year to ₹161,303,000,000. The revenue decline was mainly triggered by the supermarket business sale of 32 stores initiated in December 2017 and finished then in April 2018. The closure of several stores, along with temporary halt of operations in other stores, also put pressure on our results during the year. Weakened consumer sentiment resulting from less disposable income of 2.2% year-on-year amid rising inflation, stagnant pensions, and intensifying market competition continued to put pressure on the group's operations during the year. In addition, adaptation to new working schedules influenced service levels and freshness during the summer period, which also put pressure on the top line, which is in the meantime well compensated and online again. The steady performance on the operational front during the year resulted in the gross profit margin increase by 20 basis points year-on-year. The achieved results came for the most part from a successful negotiations campaign with the suppliers, enabling us to secure more favorable purchasing conditions. In 2018, we remained dedicated to increase overall efficiency of the business processes. Through business process optimization, both at store and head office level, we managed to decrease the personnel costs by 15 basis points year over year, with the clear intention not to compromise the quality of the in-store shopping experience. As a result, the group's EBITDA margin in 2018 increased by 6 basis points year on year to 5.4%. In 2018, we moved both the OK and DAR headquarters in close proximity to each other in new offices to encourage cooperation and active dialogue between both companies in procurement and other areas while keeping the identity of each brand intact. We are constantly searching for potential synergies within our businesses, including joint procurement and import, to drive economies of scale and pass on the benefits to our customers. In 2019, we expect the net retail revenue generated by our hypermarket business to grow by low single digits year on year, while profitability will stay at the level of 2018. Our discounter business is expected to deliver double-digit like-for-like growth in 2019, driven by growing popularity of the business model among customers. In line with our strategic development goals, we plan to continue expanding DAR in Moscow and the Moscow region and create long-term value for our customers with up to 20 to 25 new store openings planned for 2019. We are fully on track with our strategic plans for 2019, and we are ready to implement further initiatives aligned with our business priorities. We will continue to improve our assortment management, logistics operations, and process optimization to continue providing the performance our customers and stakeholders can expect from us. Thank you.
Thank you, Armin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star and then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset or depress your mute function so the signal can reach our equipment. Again, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question today. And we'll pause for just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question over the phone today. We have a couple of questions in our queue. We'll take our first question. Caller, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I actually have a couple of questions. So my first question is, what is the comfortable debt level for the company in middle to long term? And my second question is, if the leverage is taken into account when deciding on the amount of dividends. Thank you.
Hi, all. It's Konstantin Ravidis. Regarding your first question about comfortable debt level, we usually state in our guidance that comfortable debt level for us is below 3.0 as of year end, or around 3.0 as of year end, and we actually accomplish this ratio each year. Regarding second question about dividends, yes, definitely everything is considered when deciding about paying dividends. However, it is a question more in power of board of directors.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have any further questions?
No, thank you. That's it.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to our next question. Caller, please go ahead.
Hello, this is Marat. Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. On the business, on that segment, what? Maybe I missed that point. Can you please give us some guidance on EBITDA margin level, or when you expecting to reach to break even on EBITDA in discounters?
Armin Berger. You remember the last time we had our call, I said we will be towards the end of the year 2019 break even, and I still can confirm this. We are online. We have a very nice double-digit growth in the moment, a little bit more than expected even. Therefore, we are very confident to achieve this.
Can you specify, or can you provide some additional color on how does this segment develop in terms of traffic, in terms of revenue? Is it ahead of your schedule since our last meeting? Do you see some positive developments in terms of traffic or average basket since the beginning of this year? Thank you.
The segment develops very positively. You know, it shows now that the strategy to have private labels pays off. Increase in private labels are mostly much less than in brands. And you remember we had quite high inflation scenario at the back end of last year of 2018. This one resulted in customers looking for a better and cheaper choice, and we have a lot of customers, additional customers now. Our basket increase not only due to higher pricing, which we also have, also due to more items, and overall we developed much better than expected, and we are very happy with the current results.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question over the phone. And we have no further questions on the line.
Dear participants, this is Veronica. We'll wait for 5-10 minutes for your questions to be here available for you.
Okay. And then once again, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question, and we'll pause. We do have a question in the queue. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello. It's Igor Makeyev again. I just wanted to ask you if you could provide any update on how your online business is doing and your plans regarding online and omnichannel. Please.
Again, I'm Berger. Yeah, we are currently very happy with the online business, but in online we do expect this. That means it's in view of our expectations, above the expectation. Strong double-digit growth. We do see growth throughout the year and in the next coming of years, and we currently definitely want to stay in the business and probably also put additional stores within the network to serve more customers.
Thank you. Do you disclose the percentage of revenue you get from online?
It is around 1.7% from our total result.
Thank you. And is it profitable on EBITDA level, on net income level?
We are not profitable yet, but we are close to profitability. And as I said, with some more growth, we will be quite happy with the overall results.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thanks.
And we do have another question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hello. Thank you for your kind presentation. I just want to have a quick question on the market trends that you see in first quarter 2019. Maybe you can give some updates. Thank you.
Good. After VAT increase and quite heavy inflation tendencies in the last quarter 2018, we currently have a very calm market, a stable market, and we do expect something similar throughout the year. We expect any big influence in inflationary tendencies or something like this.
Thank you very much. And on the competition side, do you see some... what competition environment do you see now?
On some of the developments in the market, we don't want to comment, as you can understand that. But in the moment, we do feel quite comfortable in the current market environment. Our competition is reconsidering certain steps they took before, and therefore we do think that we have the right approach towards the market and the right strategies.
Thank you very much. It's perfectly clear.
And as a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question. We have another question. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. Could I?
Yeah, sure, please go ahead.
Okay. Do you plan to sell your hypermarkets chain in coming year, or do you plan to decrease your selling space? Thank you.
Okay, there are two questions. Obviously, on question number one, we don't want to comment. There's, from our side, the policy not to react on this kind of market rumors. Decrease the selling space in certain bigger stores. We look at options to decrease certain areas. The ideal size for us is between 6,000 and 8,000 square meter selling space, and this is what we want to align everywhere.
Thank you.
And we have no further questions in the queue at this time.
Dear participants, this is Veronica again. We are going to wait for another 5 minutes for any more additional questions.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star and then one if you would like to ask a question. We do have a question. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I just calculated that you have managed to reduce your labor cost as percentage of sales in for the full year. I didn't have the figure for second half of the year, but I guess the reduction of this cost is even more profound. So can you please comment how did you manage to do that? Because obviously you have more staff, especially in discounters, and apparently there was some wage inflation last year. Thank you.
You know, talking firstly about discount, obviously more stores and more turnover means a decrease of proportional labor costs from the head office. You know, the synergies of scale we have here. This is one of the reasons why we believe with some more stores we will be positive towards the end of the year. We can decrease our cost base. On the other hand, we, in the hypermarket business, we try to be more efficient, to look for efficiencies, and we do this on a store level and especially also on a head office level. We try here to introduce IT solutions to decrease the labor costs and have less headcount as well, which is necessary in my opinion.
Okay, thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you. Again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Veronica. Thank you very much for your time today. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us anytime. With this, we would like to close the call and wish you all a very pleasant evening. Goodbye.
Thank you very much in the name of the management team, and thanks for your participation. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
And that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.